Let her go.
Hey, look at that. I remember to push the button and slide the knob up, and everything is going to work this morning. Good morning. It's Friday. Time for The Baseline, your weekly sports roundup show right here on the water from the waterfront studios of KGY. I am Noel Wall, and joining us today, as always, is a prep contributor for The Olympian and other papers as well, Dave Weber. On today's show, man, have we got a lot, like always. Tumwater soccer boys are doing really well. They've suffered a few losses, but only to non-league teams. They do remain perfect in league play. That's the broadcaster's curse right there. Dave, you talked to Coach Brett Bartlett about how playing these bigger schools makes Tumwater a better team.
Yeah, it's what they've always done over the years. They played some 3A and 4A schools this year in the preseason. And clearly held them in good stead as they're 7-0 in the EBCO.
Yeah, what a deal. So we'll look forward to hearing that interview with Brett Bartlett a little bit later. Also later in the show, on towards the last segment, the Olympia girls, likewise, building a really nice season. You got a chance to interview the Three Bears, the pitchers that you're featuring in a feature, I guess. Tell us about that just a little bit.
Well, what the Olympia has going for it in softball is they've got players in every class that are good. I didn't interview their two seniors, Gracie Ray and Kiana Wellner, are both outstanding players. And then you drop down into the Smith twins, Layla and Tori, who are juniors. And then their star pitcher, Sammy Potvin, is a sophomore. And their leading hitter, Ava Bautista, is a freshman. So not only is 8-0 this year and looking real good, but they could be good for years to come.
All right, we will get to that conversation later in the show. But hey, let's get on with the baseball. Pope John Paul II, the boys, I think 1-2, they had a high-scoring loss to Quilcene.
Well, I've got it a little bit different than that. I've got them 5-3.
Oh, that's better.
Lost twice this week by identical scores. They were both 8-7. They lost to Muckleshoot Tribal and to Quilcene. So still have a winning record, but
yeah, well, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah, and they are ready to play Cross Point on Monday at 4 p.m. out at the Rack. And moving along, are we moving on?
Yeah, let's go. What's with the girls? I know absolutely nothing.
A couple other sports, yeah, not too much to know. They're listed at 1-1, and they don't have another home game showing, or another game at all showing until April 26th. So we'll just bide our time to catch up with them in a few weeks. And they had a track meet yesterday, though, up in at Franklin Pierce. 9 teams were there, and the Eagles won both, the boys and the girls. On the boys' side, Trevor Dugo won the 800 and 1600, and Noah Braun was first in both the shot put and discus. And on the girls' side, Caitlin King led the way. She had wins in the 1600 and 3200. They have a 10-team meet on Thursday at Muckleshoot.
Okay, that'll be fun. On to Northwest Christian then. Again, I doubt the veracity of what I've looked up. I'm seeing 2-5. I've seen a pair of wins over Chief Leschi.
This time you hit it right on the head. They
perfect. Got
their first two wins to go 2-5, sweeping Leschi. And pitcher Caden Lanham fired a 3-inning no-hitter. I don't know if you can really call it that, but he gave up no hits in the 3 innings that were played. And then he also banged out 3 hits as the Wolverines won the first game of that doubleheader 19-2. So finally got on the board, and they did it in a big way.
Yeah.
And they had a 5-team track meet on Tuesday. Wednesday. And Alan Penrose won the 800 and Asher Ingram the 1600. And Northwest finished fourth in the boys and out of 5 teams. And the girls also finished fourth. Hannah Livingston won the 800 and Madison Ingram the 1600. And they're going to be at what is called the Little Norway Invitational at North Kitsap tomorrow, I guess, because North Kitsap is the Vikings, I guess.
Okay, yep. Yeah.
And that's the tale on Northwest Christian. I wonder if the Vikings are the Vikings because that area has a lot of Norwegian immigrants at one time, or if it's the opposite way around and they just call it that because of their mascot. It'd be interesting to find out.
Well, I think the Viking background is really the case. If you know about Paulsbo at all, that's a little Norwegian-themed village on Liberty Bay. Okay. And
right near there, yeah.
Yeah, right near there, exactly. And, yeah, my grandfather was left Norway when he was 17 on his own and was kind of... He didn't want to be Norwegian. He wanted to be an American. But we learned a lot about Norway anyway in that growing up, and they lived out in that area. Mm-hmm. On to 2B Central and the Rainier Mountaineers. Boys had some scratched games, it looks like, and then lost to Adna yesterday.
Yeah, they took it on the chin from Adna 11-0. That dropped them to 3-9. And they're going to host Toledo in a doubleheader today at 3.
All right, and the girls... I also see some scratched games with Onalaska and Morton White Pass, but they had a big win over Stevenson, and are they a perfect record?
Yeah, Stevenson, we talked about last week. That was on their brand-new field. They won 15-0, but they are 5-0, haven't played a lot of games. They are going to play Onalaska on Tuesday at home at 3 o'clock, so that's what their next schedule to do, but they are online for a successful season, even though they haven't played very much of it yet. I'm sure they'll get some makeup games in there. The track and field, they had a 16 meet yesterday at Tuda Lake, and one of their boys won the discus, but it wasn't Jeremiah Nubby, it was Matthew Kenny. Thomas Ronnie won the triple jump, and for the girls, Autumn Kenny won the shot put, Isabella Holmes the discus, and Acacia Murphy the high jump. Nubby is still the national leader in the discus. He didn't compete in that meet at Tuda, but he's scheduled to throw Saturday when Rainier takes part along with some of the other local teams in the Skippers Elite Athlete Meet at Spark Stadium in Puyallup.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it should be. We're going to get another talk a little bit later about them, but the Mall Sisters, who weren't expected to jump for their school until the Bob Shaner meet, they've moved it up, and they're going to compete in that as well. So most of the big names from the local area will be there.
Great opportunity to go see some real talent.
Yep.
Okay, 1A to 9O, they had an Eatonville doubleheader scheduled last week, which was moved to this week, it looked like.
Yeah, they played part of it yesterday. It started to rain, I guess, and they had to cancel the second game. Not cancel it, but they postponed the second game. But they're 5-4. They were leading that game early, but Eatonville rallied for a 9-5 win. And for the Beavers in that game, Cody Strawn homered. And Caden Sayamet went 2-for-3, scoring twice and driving in a run. Starting pitcher Kellen Knox struck out 8 cruisers. Teams will play a doubleheader in Eatonville this afternoon to make up that game that was lost yesterday. That starts at 3 o'clock.
Okay. The girls also scratched or moved Eatonville games, I think.
Yeah, they're still 2-7. Haven't played since we last had our show, but they're going to be at Eatonville for a doubleheader as well today. And soccer, first soccer team we talk about is the 1A team, and they are 6-5. They took a 2-1 loss to Montesano on Wednesday. That was a pretty big game. The teams were in second and third going in. Tyler Minerich, their leading scorer, tallied the Beavers' lone goal in that one on an assist from Austin Ebling. And they go on the road tonight to play at Raymond.
Yeah, the Seagulls.
Yep. And track and field finished second. Man, I'm babbling away here. Finished second out of six teams in a meet at Elma yesterday, and the girls were fourth. The girls had the only two winners for the Beavers. Claire Scabelli won the 800 and Paisley Garcia the 300 hurdles.
All right. Very good. Well, there we have our first segment of the Friday morning. We will be right back with more baseball. We got 2A, baseball, fast pitch, and the other spring sports coming up. In the next segment, Tubwater soccer coach Brett Bartlett's T-Birds are unbeaten in league play. We're going to hear his conversation with Dave. Later on, of course, Olympia fast pitch perfect at this point. And we're going to hear from three of the Bear pitchers. You're listening to The Baseline on 95.3 Olympia's original, KGY.
KGY South Sound traffic.
From Tacoma to Seattle on I-5 northbound between City Center and Mercer, your travel time is 36 minutes. As you approach the I-5 exchange in Lakewood on 512 westbound, you will experience delays. You have a disabled bus blocking the right lane in SeaTac on I-5 heading south between 200th Street and Military Road. That's the latest from South Sound Traffic Control. I'm Ana Luisa Aceves.
Sponsored by News Nation. You're looking for real news. News Nation doesn't take sides or lean into political agendas. At News Nation, you get all sides. If you're looking for news without the noise, come back to the news with News Nation. News for all America. Go to newsnationnow.com/join us to find your television provider.
It's another winner in KGY's $1,000 a day payday.
Hello?
Hi, is that Kevin?
This is
he. Hey, it's Mr. Stein from KGY Radio. You entered to win the $1,000 payday, right?
No joke.
Well, great news, man. You won.
Well, that's good news.
Listen for the keyword at 7 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m. weekdays to win $1,000 a day in KGY's $1,000 a day payday. Money!
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of pizza? Obviously, but as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
You got junk on your property that you'll want to get rid of this spring? Well, spring is here. Get rid of that junk. Call your local experts in junk removal. Call G3 Junk Removal. That's G3 Junk Removal. They'll give you an estimate at no charge. Hey, it doesn't hurt to get a free estimate on removing junk from your property. Get in touch with G3 Junk Removal. They're the experts with more junk in their truck because they're helping you get it off your property. Get that ish out of here with G3 Junk Removal. Online at g3junkremovalwa.com.
It's the Columbia Bank Concert Series at the Washington State Fair. Come celebrate your state with Ann Wilson of Heart, plus special guest Night Ranger. Friday, September 2nd, Ann Wilson performing songs of Heart and her solo career. Reserve tickets on sale now at thefair.com. Advance tickets always include fair admission. Ann Wilson of Heart and Night Ranger, Friday, September 2nd at the Washington State Fair. Reserve tickets at thefair.com. Come celebrate your state at the Washington State Fair in Puyallup, September 2nd through September 25th.
Okay, let's have a serious discussion. You got hurt on the job, and now you can't work. Or maybe you were in a crash, and it wasn't your fault. Now you're dealing with an insurance company. You're losing wages, and the medical bills are piling up. Will the insurance money last as long as your pain and disability? What if medical bills pop up down the line that you didn't foresee? Who's going to pay for that? Another thing, did you read the fine print? Did it make any sense at all? Maybe it's time to get a good law firm, one that's limited its practice to victims of workplace injuries and car accidents for over 40 years, a firm like Putnam Lee Potvin Daly, Catherine Potvin, Dustin Daly, and Laura Federko. They know what they're doing. So much so, they've been awarded honors as super lawyers and best lawyers of America. They're on your side. They'll fight for you to make things right. Don't be bullied by insurance companies. That's just adding insult to injury. Call award-winning attorneys Putnam Lee Potvin Daly today at 800-225-4529 or check PUTNAMLIEB.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
5.3 Olympias KGY. Let her go.
And welcome back. You're with Dave Weber and me, Noel Wall, on the baseline. KGY's own and Thurston County's only high school sports radio roundup show. And we're here thanks to sponsors like McKinney's Appliance with Maytag and Whirlpool Appliances that will make your life easier. McKinney's Appliance on Martin Way and Lacey and on Olympia's West Side. We're also here thanks to the good folks at Choice Regional Health Network. They are your partner for community health and services. And we're up to 2A. And we'll kick off with the High Climbers in Shelton. The boys, 6-5, looked like they had an 11-inning win over Rochester. Is that right?
Yeah, finished it off 7-6. That was a week ago, last Friday after our last previous show. And in that game, Wyatt Wagner had three hits for the Climbers, while Colton Fisk, not Carlton Fisk, Colton Fisk, and Matt Carlton each had two hits. So good win for them to go over 500, and they will meet Rochester again today at 4 o'clock. They play the series in the EVCO, so clearly that second game must have got rained out and pushed to today.
Yeah.
In softball, Sheldon's 3-6, and they have Centralia today at 4:30 at home. Soccer is still winless. They lost to Rochester and Tumwater, and they'll host WF West tonight at 7:30. Track and field, they had a dual meet against Centralia and won both ends of it yesterday. Jason Sartori swept the high jump, long jump, and triple jump. I think that's all the jumps they have, at least those that don't involve a long pole.
Yeah.
And in the other guys, Caden Pearson, London Birch, and Donald Hageman also won multiple events. For the girls, Mary Jane Hageman swept the two hurdle races, and Taylan Van Dyke won the both discus and shot put.
Okay, and then Rochester, I see, is 5-6. That's before an Aberdeen game that was scheduled for yesterday,
which they lost, so they're 5-7. And we just mentioned they'll be playing at Sheldon today at 4. Softball dropped to 5-3. They took a blockbuster loss, 13-0, to WF West. But, of course, we know WF West is one of the powers in the area. And on the positive side for their softball team, Warriors pitcher Sadie Knutson signed with Eastern Oregon University this week. So she'll be getting to continue her career after high school.
That's nice.
Yeah. And Rochester will come up the road a bit to play Black Hills today at 4:30. Meanwhile, soccer is on a winning streak. They've won three in a row. They beat Sheldon, Centralia, and Black Hills. They're now 5-7 for the year. And their next game will be Tuesday against WF West at 7:30. Track and field, they had a three-way meet, and Talon Betts won both the 100 and 400 for the boys against Aberdeen. That was at WF West with Rochester Aberdeen and the Bobcats. And then in the girls, Emily Weddle won the girls' shot put and the discus. Their track team will be going to a big invitational tomorrow, but not the one up in Puyallup. They're going to go all the way out to Pasco, to the Pasco invite, which is a pretty big deal. So hopefully they'll do well.
Is it going to be freezing or warm in Pasco? That'd be my big question.
No one knows, right? Find out if you go.
Yeah, east of the mountains, you know, Wenatchee got all that snow the other day. Holy cow.
We were talking about, well, a little bit farther out than Pasco, but we were talking about that WSU Cal game that got snowed out with about a foot of snow on the
right
out there in Pullman. So you never know what you get on that, on the so-called dry side. It gets wet with snow sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Black Hills Wolves, 8-3, I think, and avenged last week's loss to Centralia with a 6-2 victory yesterday.
That is all correct. And Braden Bond had two hits for the Wolves. Joseph Floyd went the distance for the win against the Tigers. Against the Tigers, and the Wolves will be at, I got my animals mixed up there for a second. The Wolves will be at Aberdeen this afternoon. And softball, a little bit different. They're 0-7. They had a couple of rainouts this week, so no results. And they will host Rochester this afternoon at 4:30. Soccer also not having the most stellar season thus far. They are 2-7. They were shut out by both WF West and Rochester this week, and they will next play on Tuesday when they host Shelton. On the track, they lost both ends of a dual meet with Tumwater earlier in the week, but they did have a couple of highlights. Austin Emsland won both the boys' shot and discus, while Olivia Hesaw swept the girls' hurdle races.
All right, very good. Tumwater T-Birds have some teams doing pretty well. Boys baseball, 7-3, following a win over Aberdeen.
Yeah, and they'll be at Centralia today at 4:30. They're a really good team. We talked about and with their pitching staff last week, I believe. So, yeah, they've got some good stuff going on there. Softball's undefeated, 6-0, but they didn't really play this week. They had two rainouts, and they'll travel to WF West for a 4:30 game today, which obviously is a red-letter game on the schedule. WF West, often the power in that league, and Tumwater, the one that takes their spot when WF West isn't at the top. So we'll see how the season may go this year. Quite a bit will be determined by that 4:30 game.
Yeah. Let's skip soccer for a moment since we're got that interview and everything, and we don't want to forget track, which I might if we go to soccer first.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good, especially since they had some winners. They had a, what were they doing? They had a dual meet. They had the Crosstown Rivals against Black Hills, and they won both ends of that one with John Hoffer won the 800, and Jaden Thomas took the 300 hurdles and high jump on the boys' side. And on the girls' side, Alyssa Duncan, we mentioned one of the boys earlier from one of the other schools, did this. She swept all three jumping events, high jump, triple jump, and long jump, while Natalie Sumrock, with her deceptive strength, if you watch her play basketball, she's relatively slender, but she won both the shot put and the discus. So she has that functional strength to be able to do events that sometimes require a bigger person.
Yes. Yeah, you usually see somebody pretty thick and muscular.
Yeah, I mean, she's tall, but, you know, you don't necessarily see that in the shot. But sometimes a discus will be a more slender person. But the shot usually requires some size, but she's got the strength. And they are also going to run out there to the Pasco Invite tomorrow. So as we were joking earlier, let's hope that it's fairly decent weather.
All right. And that does bring us to boys soccer, who are doing really well.
Yeah, they have four losses. And they are to Timberline and Evergreen in 3A and Olympia and Camas in 4A. And basically, as far as Coach Bartlett's concerned, and we'll hear him say that, that's fine with him because it led to them being 7-0. They've outscored their opponents 17-3 in 2A EVCO games. So they're ready after those early losses.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, here we go. This is Tumwater soccer coach Brett Bartlett.
You're on top of the 2A Evergreen Conference, as so often happens, with an undefeated record, but your non-league record was 1-4, and I know you have a philosophy of playing the toughest possible non-league schedule. Did that follow suit, that even though you took those losses, that helps you become undefeated in league?
Oh, I think so. I mean, you know, it's all about learning at that point. You know, it says our record's a little deceptive on the website. It's actually we're 0-4 in our non-league. For some reason, gave us a win in a jamboree. See, you know, for us, we want to play the toughest teams we possibly can, teams that are going to put us under pressure to force us to figure out what it is that we're not doing well, force us to figure out really quickly areas of weakness that we need to strengthen, because that's the only way we're going to get better, is by challenging ourselves on a daily basis. You know, that idea of if we're comfortable, we're not growing. So
against schools like Camas and Olympia, 4A mm-hmm. schools and Evergreen and so forth, what did you specifically learn this year when you maybe thought you something you thought you were good at that you found out you weren't?
Well, we experimented a little bit with our defense, and while we have really athletic kids, their understanding of how to play that kind of defense, obviously it wasn't developed as far as we thought it was. So we've had to spend quite a lot of time in getting them to understand how to play as a defensive group as opposed to individual defenders. And that's something we picked up on. And then just, you know, one of the things we learned is that having a bunch of great players is one thing, but you got to have the leadership and the cohesion in the group and how they play. And we just needed to build that, get that started right away. And I think that really forced us to just dig a little bit deeper and rely on each other a little bit more than just relying on our individual abilities.
You've outscored your opponents 17-3 in league play. What have you been able to do to be so tough defensively in league?
Well, it starts at the back. We have two excellent goalkeepers. And then we did have, you know, some really strong returning defenders. You know, some of them were starters. Some of them were role players in the previous year. And that helps, you know, coming out of a group that had been successful defensively. What we needed to do is develop that defensive core and that symbiosis, that synchronicity amongst the group. But I think that was the big thing. And then them just being, you know, willing to go, okay, look, we're not perfect. Let's be honest with each other about where we're making mistakes and let's work to fix them.
Obviously, when you talk about all that talent, you have Zach Schmidt back, but who else has been playing well for you this year?
We've actually had a number of kids playing well. I mean, you know, Zach's a real quality player. We've got another kid that does everything else that you need and will do it on any part of the park. He's our little Swiss Army knife. He doesn't show up in the stats a ton, but his name's Sam Southworth, and he's just a super valuable player, and the kids recognize that. He can play anywhere we need him, and he does everything we need, from setting up goals to defending to keeping us connected. Does a great job in that.
Jay, you mentioned the goalkeepers a couple of times. What are their names?
I have A.J. Heichelbesch and Lucas Stewart.
It's just picking between those two. And what advantage is there to that?
Well, we have some distinct advantages. They're very knowledgeable goalkeepers. They've played together for a long time. They really build each other up and have worked to improve each other. They really believe in that idea that, you know, we have to be kind of the goalkeepers union. But the great thing about them is that they're very different goalkeepers. They're both very athletic. One is a little bit shorter, very, very quick, and very vocal. The other one is much bigger, very long, and very powerful in how he plays some things. They're both very strong, but they do things a little bit differently. And I think that's, for some teams, that's hard to figure out. You know, you come out with one, and then the next half, it's a totally different look, and you can't do the things you did against the other one to try and be successful because this one, his natural abilities take that away. It's a great situation for us.
What do you still need to improve upon, do you think, to go a long way in the postseason?
Oh, that's a great question. I think for us, we are always trying to learn how to play faster and be more efficient. There are times when, we're young players, and young players make silly mistakes. They hold on to the ball when they need to get rid of it, and they get rid of it when they need to hold on to it. You know, simple things like that. And I think just continuing to become more game aware, situational awareness, playing out certain situations. You know, you have to think differently at different times in the contest, depending upon the scenario within the game. Are you ahead? Are you behind? How much are you ahead or behind by? How much time is left? You know, what are they trying to do? You know, all those types of things, and being aware of that kind of stuff. And that's, we've kind of, been working our way up to that. We've been getting away with being very good players that are becoming a very good team. But, we're going to come up against some very, very good teams in the postseason, getting into, the later rounds of district tournament and state tournament. And those teams are going to be more game aware, more tactical, and we have to continue to grow in that way.
So you had a great season last year when there was no state tournament. I think you won the district. You were undefeated. Is it easier to motivate knowing that there is state, or is that just going to be icing on the cake?
No, they really want to do well in the state tournament. They want to get there, and they want to go as far as they can, and they'd love to be able to set some records here. So that's a motivation for them.
You got a game tonight, and hopefully it'll go well. Thanks for taking the time out to talk to us.
Yeah, you bet, Dave. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Tumwater soccer coach Brett Bartlett right there. They've got a perfect league record, famously in soccer. You coach at practice, and you really don't during a game.
Yeah, no timeouts. You got to have them ready. You can yell at them, but you can't bring them over. Even in ice hockey, where they don't really have timeouts, they have that one they can take. So
yeah,
you get one in soccer at the midway point, and that is all. But it is definitely one where the players have to figure some things out for themselves. And that as a soccer coach, so you're a former soccer coach, and
yeah,
you kind of empathize with a lot of the stuff Brett's saying, I'm sure.
Yes. And, you do those things and you work, like he said, to build the team and to build the formation so that they know what they do, when it's time to get out there in the game. Well that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can certainly tell the difference. I mean, when you're seeing a team, in the major big-time soccer, I root for Tottenham in the English League, and they fired their coach in mid-season this year, brought in a different guy, and it's a totally different look. I mean, they're doing better, which is good, but it's also just totally different what they're trying to do. So if you can get the players to buy in, you're in good shape.
It is amazing what a different coach can mean to a team. And just look at what happened recently with the Sounders, who got rid of a really good, well-known coach and came up with somebody who'd been with the program for a long time but virtually unknown, and have been spectacular under him.
Yes, indeed. Going to play for the championship of all the Americas. That's not too bad.
The CONCACAF. Yep. Yeah, yeah. We won't get to talk about that because it's going to happen after the show is done for the year. But, yeah, they're going to play for CONCACAF title, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, we'll talk about it in August.
Yes. Sounds fantastic. All right. Well, there we go. There is another segment underway. We're halfway through the hour. Don't go away. We got 3A we're going to start with next. Later, Olympia's fast pitchers are perfect. And Dave talked with three of the players. We will hear about that. First, though, traffic, weather, and a word for sponsors. You're listening to The Baseline on Olympia's 95.3 KGY.
KGY South Sound traffic.
From Tacoma to Seattle on I-5 northbound between City Center and Mercer, your travel time is 36 minutes. As you approach the I-5 exchange in Lakewood on 512 westbound, you will experience delays. You have a disabled bus blocking the right lane in SeaTac on I-5 heading south between 200th Street and Military Road. That's the latest from South Sound Traffic Control. I'm Ana Luisa Aceves.
If you have one Notify on your phone, there's a new way you can help stop the spread of COVID-19. Now, if you discover you have COVID-19 from an at-home test, you can alert other WA Notify users who may have been exposed. Just open the WA Notify app on your Android device or expose your notifications on your iPhone to anonymously share your positive COVID diagnosis. To learn more, visit wanotify.org. A message from the Washington State Department of Health.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, McKinney's Appliance has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliances for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at McKinney's Appliance today. McKinney's Appliance, serving Southwest Washington since 1972.
It's time to explore. Find your new adventure in your brand new 2022 Subaru Outback with 2.9% for up to 72 months. With standard all-wheel drive, the Subaru Outback is engineered to go anywhere. See all the colors of spring in a Subaru Outback. Whether it's down the road or across the country, Hanson Motors wants you to see it and experience it all.
Where will your new Subaru take you? Find yours at Hanson Subaru in the Olympia Auto Mall and at HansonSubaru.com.
Hanson and approval credit from Subaru Motors Credit. Negotiable $115 down payment service fee may be added to the sale.
Offer expires 4/30/2022.
Do it yourself? Since 1955, Cut Rate Auto Parts has been making it easier. From expert advice to a huge selection of parts at discount prices to their AutoBox Rewards program, they're there for you. DIY is even easier with Cut Rate's Do It Yourself Plus. They'll help you hook up a new battery, test your alternator, install your new windshield wiper blades, or diagnose what that check engine light needs. Great prices, great value, and a little help with Do It Yourself Plus. Do it with them today at Elma, Aberdeen, Shelton, or Lacey, or check out CutRateAutoParts.com.
There's still a chance of rain, snow, mix in some areas. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the low to mid 30s. And partly sunny for Easter weekend.
Let her go!
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to The Baseline. And you're with Dave and Noel here. Thanks to sponsors like Cut Rate Auto Parts. If you can't part with your car, Cut Rate has your car's part. And really, just about nobody can afford to part with their car these days with the high price of everything due to the supply shortage and all that. So take good care of it with Cut Rate. Also, L&E Bottling, and we sure appreciate their support of high school sports coverage. Up to 3A, where the River Ridge Hawks, 3-3 before winless Yelm yesterday. Is Yelm still winless?
Well, no, we'll figure that out when we get to them. Let me slide down here. No, they're not.
Okay.
And, actually, River Ridge is 5-7.
Oh,
my God. I hate to keep correcting
you. No, you should, because I'm, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I look at places, and they have scores, and they have this and that, but... You know, it's not accurate.
Well, you know, it's a crapshoot because sometimes you look on Max Preps, which I'm sure may be the spot you looked at, and they don't have it up to date. Other times, they're the one that does have it up to date. So it's hard to know where to look on some of this stuff. But Yeah, and they have a home game on Tuesday versus Yelm. They did not play this week because of rainouts and such.
Okay.
Softball, they're struggling a little bit. They're 1-10, lost to North Thurston and Central Kitsap, and they will next play Monday at home against Peninsula. Soccer had an odd week. They have they must be playing a pronounced defensive style or something because they are 1-6-4. That's four ties out of 11 games. That's quite a few. And they tied this week with Capital and Peninsula. They did not have a win or a loss. And they will host Central Kitsap on Tuesday at 7. Track and field, there was a three-way meet with Central Kitsap and Timberline. And the Hawks won the girls' side of it, but then came in last against the boys. So the next thing for track will be a Lacey City Championship meet that's just kind of disguised as a 3A South Sound Conference meet because the Hawks will compete with North Thurston and Timberline Wednesday at their shared site at South Sound Stadium. So that's always an interesting setup there when those three play, or not play, when they compete in track. It's kind of like the mini version of the Bob Shaner meet that I mentioned earlier, which is at Tumwater on May 8th this year. That's all the Thurston County schools, maybe a couple other extraneous schools like Aberdeen, or one year Camas was even in it. But basically, it's meant to be the county championships for the local teams. And here you have a little smaller version of that with the Lacey schools.
Yeah, okay. Let's see, North Thurston, the Rams had a loss to Central Kitsap, I think, and they're going to play them again today, maybe.
Got that right, and they're 5-8 overall. That was a 4-3 loss at Central Kitsap. Keanu Salva had two hits and drove in a run for the Rams, and their return game will be today at 4 o'clock. Softball, 3-5. They pounded River Ridge 15-4, and they will host Lakes today in a non-league game at 4 o'clock. Soccer had a tough week. They went in with a winning record. Now they're 4-6 after losing. Well, actually, they didn't lose three games. They lost two games. So they were at 500. They lost to both Cougars, Capital and Central Kitsap. And they will play one of the local rivals at Timberline on Tuesday at 7:30. And in that same track meet we talked about earlier, I believe we had Isaac Akiyama won both the boys 100 and 1600, and next up for them will be that same citywide meet.
Okay, Timberline Trailblazers. I'm not sure their record, but I think they play Gig Harbor Tide today.
They got finished with Gig Harbor, and it did not go well. They were swept in that series. They're now at 5-8. They're on a four-game losing streak. And they will host 2A Stellicum on campus on Monday at 4. I say on campus because occasionally they'll be at the rack, but that one is listed for the field at Timberline.
Okay.
Softball, 4-6. They come off a win. They beat Capital 8-3 on Monday. And three players had a couple of hits each for the Blazers, while Jasmine Polanco scattered six hits and struck out 16 batters to get the complete game win. And they have an interesting one coming up. They're going to go out to 1A powerhouse Montesano today at 4. Clearly, they did not take any lessons from NC2A Division I basketball teams, which almost never go out to play a smaller school on the road, not even a smaller Division I school, much less a D2 or something. But Montesano is a worthy opponent. They're usually pretty good, so we'll see how that one goes. Good, interesting. It's always good to see those, actually, with teams that don't normally play each other.
Yes.
Get together, regardless of whether they're in different divisions. Soccer stays over 500. They're 6-5-1. They had a scoreless tie with Yelm on Tuesday. And track meet in track, Gage Pedro won the 100 and the shot put. There's an interesting combination.
Yeah.
And for the boys, while Destiny Robertson claimed a more traditional triple, she beat everybody in the 100, the long jump, and the 200. Had a PR time of 27.2 in the 200, not a state-leading type mark, but very close. And they're going to go up to that Skipper's Elite meet in Puyallup tomorrow as well.
Okay, on to Yelm and the Tornado. I asked earlier if the boys were winless. Yes, apparently they're not.
No, they actually have three wins. They're 3-9. They split a series with the River Ridge. And they've got a big-time game today that I'm sure they've been looking forward to all season. They're going to play North Kitsap at 6:30 at Cheney Stadium in Tecumseh.
Wow.
Yeah, the Rainiers are allowing a whole series of those games where high schools come to the big place and play. I believe at one point Cheney Stadium was the site of the state championships for high school. So a fun game always for the kids to get to play on the AAA field.
Yeah.
And that's at 6:30, and I believe it's free to go. The other one I saw a flyer for on the internet was saying that, you know, it's two other schools, but it said that the games are free when they're at Cheney. So if you want to drive up there, 20, 30 miles, it's free to get in.
Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Softball is 8-3. They had a 13-3 route of Central Kitsap this week. We talked to Coach Lindsey Walden last week, I believe, and she was talking about how this year is a little bit tougher with the two Gig Harbor schools back on the league after a year when they did not play in the 3A South Sound Conference. But, still holding its own, obviously. Molly Embry and Ashley Haven had two hits each against the Cougars. And Yelm is going to travel to Eatonville for a 4:30 game Tuesday. So there's another one of those games between teams from different divisions, although that one makes perfect sense geographically because they're relatively close.
Yeah.
Soccer's struggling. They're 1-9-2. They tied Timberline and lost to Capital, and they will host Peninsula Tuesday at 7. And in a double dual track meet, Yelm swept Capital and North Thurston. And Braden Platt, who's known quite a bit for football, he had a big day on the field, not on the track. He won the shot put in the PR 53-6, which is second in the state among 3A schools. And he won the javelin in another PR of 178 feet even. And that's good for third statewide. Other top performers for them, Trevante Smith won both the high jump and triple jump, while Jordan Lasher pole vaulted a PR 13 feet even, good for tied for fifth in the state with his teammate Kyler Ronquillo. And when we talk, as we always do, about the Mall Sisters, just imagine this. Here's two teammates on a boys' team that are pretty awesome because they're at 13 feet.
Yeah.
And those sisters are nearly at 15 feet. So just amazing what they do.
But yes.
Not to take anything away from Jordan and Kyler, because they look awfully good when they're vaulting too. But just shows what a generational talent there is on the girls' side in the area. And speaking of girls, in that meet for Yelm.
Whoops, sorry. Didn't mean to do that.
But I didn't even touch the guy. I didn't even touch him. And you fell off. Oh, my.
Have to go to the video replay.
Yeah, let's go to the monitor. But for the girls, Meredy Hill won the 100 meters. Here's another interesting combo, the 100 meters and the javelin. Javelin does rely a little bit on the sprint to come up and throw it, but don't often see the 100 meters and javelin as a double. Tatiana Wadley claimed both the shot and the discus for the Tornadoes, and they're going to be up there at that Skipper's meet in Spark at Spark Stadium tomorrow as well.
Okay, very good. Now I'm going to do this. I haven't forgotten about Capital. We're going to hear about them in our next segment, along with 4A Olympia, plus that conversation with the Three Bears. First, though, we got traffic, weather, CBS, Eye on Travel, some other good stuff. Don't go away. It's The Baseline on 95.3 Olympia's KGY.
KGY South Sound traffic.
From Tacoma to Seattle on I-5 northbound between City Center and Mercer, your travel time is 36 minutes. As you approach the I-5 exchange in Lakewood on 512 westbound, you will experience delays. You have a disabled bus blocking the right lane in SeaTac on I-5 heading south between 200th Street and Military Road. That's the latest from South Sound Traffic Control. I'm Ana Luisa Seves.
Sponsored by News Nation. You're looking for real news. News Nation doesn't take sides or lean into political agendas. At News Nation, you get all sides. If you're looking for news without the noise, come back to the news with News Nation. News for all America. Go to newsnationnow.com/join us to find your television provider.
Hey, Tony and Corey here with the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show. Hey, Tony, you got some tips on how to get your house ready for summer?
Yeah, start by making a list. Then knock the easiest ones out first. Set realistic goals. And finally, don't be a perfectionist.
podcast.
Well, you've never been accused of that.
Ouch.
Tune in this weekend. You'll definitely get a laugh, and you'll likely get some good advice, but only if you listen.
Weekend Warriors, Sunday morning at 7 on Olympia's KGY.
The only thing small about Northwest Chevrolet in McKenna is the small town feel. Everything else is huge. Like saving money. With the lowest sales tax in the area, the short drive to Northwest Chevrolet leads to huge savings and a huge selection of unique, hard-to-find trucks and SUVs, including diesels and duallys. Rigs that'll get you anywhere in the Northwest. Click NorthwestChevrolet.com and find new roads to Northwest Chevrolet in McKenna. The small-town feel that delivers huge.
I am Dr. Adam Salee. Today I wanted to talk to you about heel pain. Some causes can be what's called plantar fasciitis. Another common reason can be Achilles tendonitis. The best way to treat heel pain is resting, icing, and elevation. However, don't suffer from foot and ankle pain. Let the doctors of Foot and Ankle Surgical Associates help you get back to your daily activities and active lifestyle. Visit anklefoot.net to schedule your appointment today.
Put your best foot forward. Foot and Ankle Surgical Associates.
Many homeless people have given up on the possibility of change. They have lost hope to the streets, to poverty, and to addiction. Hi, this is Skip from the Olympia Union Gospel Mission. With your support, we can offer them hope and an opportunity to rebuild their shattered lives by providing meals, counseling, shelter, and most of all, compassion. Change is possible, so help us provide a path to hope by donating $25 today at OUGM.org. Thank you.
Sports Fans, Spin Tees Screen Print and Graphics gives you the very best printing and embroidery. Perfect for teams, schools, companies, or special events. Get excellent quality, custom design, quick turnaround, and low pricing. Count on Spin Tees for quality brands like Port Authority, Sport Tech, and District Threads. Easy ordering and results you'll love. 1025 Black Lake Boulevard in Olympia. Online at SpinTeesPrints.com. Friends Spin Tees on Facebook.
DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Harbor Wholesale salutes KGY's centennial. Thank you, KGY, for playing the hits. You can become part of the Harbor Wholesale family as a driver, stocker, or many other positions at Harbor Wholesale.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at UHC.com. Plan benefits may vary.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. Ever look up at the night sky? In most communities, you'll only see a dim approximation of the stars. You can thank light pollution for that. But a growing number of cities are now developing certified dark sky parks for great stargazing. In the North Maine woods, you'll find 150 square miles of land dedicated to this. Clayton Lake State Park in New Mexico is another great place to view the night sky. Then head north and west to Prineville, Oregon. The Prineville Reservoir State Park is a 290-acre preserve offering a true night sky experience, including some educational programming, so we're not just looking up, but learning about the stars and galaxies in the process. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit LibertyMutual.com to learn more. LibertyMutual.com.
Rainy,
I don't know.
And welcome back once more to The Baseline with Dave Weber and myself, Noel Wall, right here on KGY. And we are here thanks to the sponsorships of Putnam, Lieb, Potvin, Daly, taking the insult out of injury. They are premier workers' compensation and car accident attorneys right here in the area. Spin Tees does excellent work, including everything they do for us. Find Spin Tees in their new location behind Minuteman Press in West Olympia, or better yet, go online to spinteesprints.com. And also Foot and Ankle Surgical Associates, celebrating 20 years of helping patients get up and moving, maintaining good health. They are online at anklefoot.net. And we are to the Olympia schools, and we're going to start with the Capital Cougars, where, as far as what I could see, they're batting 500 before playing Steilacoom yesterday.
Well, I sure hope I looked at the right one and not you, because I have something
okay.
different than...
I'll bet you're right.
I have them being 5-7 and losing to Bonnie Lake and then splitting a series with Gig Harbor. I got that off their Game Changer account.
So okay.
Hoping they're putting up the right information. And Tuesday, they routed the Tides 15-5, and Jake Kennedy banged out 3 hits, including a double. He drove in 4 runs. Karsten Hansen drove in 3 runs, and Lucas Peterson 2. And the Cougars will play at Kelso tomorrow at noon. Both 3A schools, but again, an interesting intersectional matchup, if you will. And softball fell to 2-7. They lost to Timberline on Monday, and they'll be at Central Kitsap next Monday, or 2 days from now at 6 o'clock in the evening. So there must be some lights on the field that Central Kitsap uses. Boys soccer is 2-5-3. They're actually on a 3-game unbeaten streak despite the lackluster record. They tied River Ridge, and then they got wins over North Thurston and Yelm. So good for them coming back late in the season, doing well. And they will play at Gig Harbor on the road on Monday. Track and field, that three-way meet with the Elm and North Thurston. Sean Jackson PR'd in the boys' 100 at 11.32. And here's just something we talked about before. We were saying that the Mall sisters, who I've already referenced earlier in the show, they were not expected to vault against high school competition until the Bob Shaner meet in Tumwater in May. But apparently they will compete in the Skipper's Elite meet tomorrow in Puyallup. And they're going to be battling each other primarily. I looked at the entry sheets, and the third best vaulter entered, Tahoma's Katie Welsh, has a PR of more than 3 feet lower than the Mall's.
Wow.
Yeah, they've cleared 14.9.5 and 14.11. And Katie, who's obviously pretty good for a high school girl, she's leaped well over 11 feet, but that isn't going to cut it when you battle the twins from Capital.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And that's kind of it for the Cougars.
Okay, Olympia Bears got a couple of teams doing really well, including the boys with, I think, a pair of wins since we last talked.
Not only a pair of wins, but 3 wins.
Oh, boy.
10-2, I think they got one yesterday, is probably what happened to
them. Oh, yes, Emerald Ridge, right?
Yeah, they beat South Kitsap, Bethel, and Emerald Ridge 4-1 yesterday. And junior Sax Mattson tripled, drove in 2 runs against the Jaguars, while Tabor Fast also hit a triple, and Rylan Hyder got the win on the mound. And the Bears will host South Kitsap today at 4 o'clock.
All right, and the girls with a perfect record.
Yep, still 8-0. They didn't get in the games they were hoping to get in this week. They'll play at Graham Kapowsin on Tuesday at 4.
All right, and you talked with 3 of the players.
Yeah, and, you know, like we talked about in the opening, this they're set up really kind of perfectly. Not only do they have good players pretty much across the field, but they come in all the classes. They have... 2 of the girls we didn't talk to, Gracie Ray and Keani Wellner. And the reason we didn't talk to them is because their batting average were slightly lower than some of the other girls. But there's so much talent on that team, you can't leave them out. Their coach, Jason Stensby, calls them the glue of his team. And he says Gracie's the captain, runs a tight ship. But That's the seniors. Then you got juniors like Layla Smith, that we did talk to, and her twin sister Tori. Then you've got sophomores like the ace pitcher Sammy Potvin, and you drift down to the freshman class, of which there are five on the team, and Ava Bautista, their leading hitter at 455 and a 1.3-something OPS. They're down there loading up the younger ranks. Then it looks to me, Noel, like this is going to be one of the top teams in the area for at least the next few years.
All right. That is absolutely fantastic. Here is that interview with Ava, Layla, and Sammy.
So you guys are undefeated so far. What's made this year's team so good?
Ava, I think like the team aspect is like really welcoming and like laid back, and it helps everyone kind of play loose. And when everyone plays relaxed, we play like really good.
I'm Layla. I think we all just connected immediately as players, and like outside of softball, like we're all pretty good friends. And so I think that really helps like all of us. There's really no drama and nothing like that. So it's really
and how rare is that?
Pretty rare.
Yeah, I mean, most teams have been on there.
Yeah, there's always a little something, but yeah.
How about you? What makes you think this team is so good?
I'm Sammy. I really think not only us being very good friends off the field, but on the field, the environment, just feeling supported. You know that if you strike out or if you pop, you get a pop fly out, your team is going to support you, and you know there's going to be a hit after.
And what do you think this is a realistic goal for this team so far? I mean, not so far, but going forward.
I think, this is Sammy.
Yep.
From the beginning, we have said we want to get to state. That is our goal.
And what do you guys need to do to make sure that you get to state?
This is Sammy. I think we should focus on improving our offense a little bit more, stringing hits together to get more runs in throughout all innings instead of just one or two good innings that pulls us in.
Okay. This is Ava, like a more consistent flow and like attacking early, because like whereas other games we kind of had gotten the lead like later in the game, like the fifth inning, as of where we could do it like the first inning and feel more comfortable like playing.
I think maybe like keeping our energy up the whole game, like starting with it high and just keeping it high like the whole rest of the game.
Do you feel like a leadership role falls to you and the other juniors and seniors?
I've always kind of been like naturally a little bit of a leader, and so I think I really like helping people and like getting people comfortable with other people, and so I mean I kind of just take on that role, like even if it's not really given to me.
And how exciting is it when you look down a little bit and you see a sophomore and a freshman that are so good, and you know that not only your senior year is going to be pretty solid, but the program going forward, is that satisfying to see that?
It's awesome to see that the program's just building, building, and building, and more people are coming out to try it and then getting better and better. So it's really cool to see.
You came in last year and you were the big pitcher right off the bat. How tough is that to do as a freshman?
As a freshman, and last year too, also very important to me that the environment of the team was strong and supportive, which it totally was. But it was hard coming in as a freshman and feeling the need to prove that you can hold your own playing against seniors. And I think overall my confidence grew throughout the season as I was able to not only prove that to everyone else but myself as well. And also as my team got better, and I knew that they had my back all the time.
Was there a moment that you were like, oh, okay, I can do this? Like you struck somebody out in a key situation?
It was probably the first Puyallup game. Just ending that game, we were tied. We went into extra innings. And just the feeling of ending that game and knowing that our team was able to beat such a solid team and it was such a good game too was just the best feeling ever.
What's your approach on the mound? What are you trying to do out there? What pitches do you throw, and how do you go about it?
I really focus on spinning the ball more than anything. One main thing that I focus on is using my defense and not putting too much pressure on myself to try to strike everyone out and try to just get everyone out on my own. I also have to stay really focused and level-headed as a pitcher and just as myself, because it's different for a lot of pitchers.
You say you're trying to use your fielders, but at the same time you do strike out a lot of people. So what accounts for that? What's your out pitch when you do strike someone out?
My rise ball.
All right. So I just want to ask you a couple of questions about being a freshman. And right now you're the leading hitter on the team. And mm-hmm. How do you think that came about? What makes you a good hitter?
I think just like having confidence in myself. Like once I kind of got my like first home run, I was like, okay, like I can do this, and like it's not as hard as like I'm thinking. Because like as I'm coming in, I was a little nervous. Like, you know, like the competition is better, and I wasn't sure how I was able to like perform. But, like once like my teammates like reassured me, like when I came to them, I like realized that like I got this.
Was that a home run over the fence?
Yes.
And where was that?
That was against the Black Hills game.
Here, it was Stevens or down there? Yeah, okay. Yes. The other thing is you're looking ahead. You're on this good of a team as a freshman. How do you look forward? Do you think this is going to be just a great 4 years?
I think it's going to be really solid for you. I'm really excited. I know there's a few freshmen coming in. And I know we have Sammy for a while. Right. And I'm just like really excited for the rest of my high school career.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And there are freshman Ava Batista, sophomore Sammy Potvin, and junior Layla Smith of the Olympia Bears fast pitch team.
Yep, as we talked about, you know, that's stair steps to ongoing success. I think Ava referenced some kids that will be coming in next year that are also pretty good. So that's how you end up, not to say that Olympia will, but that's how you get a dynasty going. It's like the ones that do exist in the area, like Tumwater football, there's just never a lack of talent. So if you get that talent flowing through,
yeah,
you can be good for a long time.
All right, something to look forward to right there. How's the round ball going? How's soccer?
Well, they're 7-4. They had a couple of big wins this week. They shut out Graham Kapausen and Bethel, and they're going to host Emerald Ridge on Tuesday at 7:30. And they had a dual track meet with South Kitsap. Girls lost, boys won. Connor Johnson won the boys 200 and 400. And despite the team loss, Samantha and Gelkin claimed three events for the Olympic girls, the 100 hurdles, a long jump, and the triple jump.
Wow. Okay. There we have. That's quite a bit. Covered everybody, I think.
Yeah, in record time. You know, we've been going quite a bit past the hour, and this time I thought we had a zillion results to report, but we did it successfully in right just about 60 minutes.
Yeah, not bad. Well, that is it then for the day. Don't forget the Olympia Sports Commission, Olympia and Beyond Sports Commission Sports Awards nominations are open through June 30th. So if you know somebody in several categories, there's collegiate athletes, male and female, high school athletes, male and female, influencers, and you know, other people, go look at it. The nomination link is on our website, so you can find it there. We love to bring you the Baseline. We want to thank our executive producer Ken the Brit Huffer, and thank you for listening to us this morning. If you missed anything, find the podcast on KGY FM. Join us next Friday for Hoop Talk. Later today, Michael Stein and Molly Gilmore have Ole in a Can in his first hour, 3 to 4. We'll look at what's going on around the area. Right now, though, time for the Friday workday kickoff, 95.3 Olympia's KGY.